Okay, so we started already the other day raising some questions about that come out of Purim. No, but we have to deal with this because it's Adar. Purim is a side story here. The real story is what's Adar. Mishenichnas Adar ma'abim b'simcha. We don't see that anywhere else. Mishenichnas Kislev ma'abim b'simcha, correct? Incorrect. Why not? Because on Kislev you wait for Chanukah and then you read the Simcha. Why don't we wait in Adar for Purim? Then read the Simcha. Why Mishenichnas Adar ma'abim b'simcha? You're not going to need that oracle. Maybe you will. You can read that one. What I'm saying, maybe. All we're going to do today is lay down the principles. Hopefully tomorrow we'll see the applications. I don't have enough time yet to do the whole story. But in this question, in these questions lies fundamental principles that you need to know about everything. It's not just mass water that Purim. Don't do that. Deep principles, which you'll see are applicable everywhere. So the first question is what's Mishenichnas Adar ma'abim b'simcha? You know what, before we go, let me just get the phone out.
You already know this? Is you recording it?
Huh? No. You giving the share?
Huh?
Stop. No. Oh, the share's gone. You must
go to the wife.
Another late night, bro.
We'll just get them now, it'll save time. I don't know if we'll get to this today, but next time. So, at the end of the Megillah, it's Koheles. We'll need Koheles later also. We'll need Shir Hashirim later also.
Not
said inside. I don't know what it says, because I wanted to show it to you inside of it. I mean, when you're putting through it, you have to show it, I don't know why not. Okay, one moment. If I don't find it, you'll be outside. Is it just before the hanging of the suns or just after? Thank you. Well, if we're not Mr. Pastor, they can ask any answer. Okay. Very good. Okay. But it's important why, because you'll see everything's built on this. Listen, that's why. Let's see that. I wouldn't have wasted time usually, but the kola no sales there is banuel on this possible. The month that was turned around, Makishut's the month. They had a problem and the problem got solved. What's a chaydesh and afu? You'll see that's a small question, but it runs to the core of everything that's going on. So, first of all, is what's the Mishnichnas Adam? I've been seeing there's something that's unique about Adar. Purim, you'll see, is a side issue. The Gemara in Megillah tells us that Haman did Pur. He did a Hagrala. He did a Goyro. To see when to do when would be the most auspicious time to do the destruction of the Jewish people, and it fell on Adar. He was very excited. Why? Because Adar is the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died, and therefore he knew that Palestine was extremely vulnerable and that he could be victorious. Haman knew his Jewish history, and he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar. There's just one thing he didn't know, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Adar. He knew his Jewish history well enough. How many goyim know when Moshe Rabbeinu died? Not to mention. Haman knew when Moshe Rabbeinu died. Was he just did not? He was also born. His history teacher didn't teach him properly. He's sometimes going to adopt it. He says to you, listen, I've got 80% on my examination. Your problem's in the 20 that I didn't know. Yeah, Haman got 50% on his history examination. Yeah, he got it right that it was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died, but didn't know it was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Somehow, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in the same month that he was died, that's how somebody's going to save Klal Yisrael. Not for that, Haman is not. Had it not been for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born in Adar, so then Haman was right, Klal Yisrael is extremely vulnerable, because Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, he died in Adar. He died as somehow as a bad man. But he was also born, so it's not a Rashi there in the Pasuk says, somehow there's a Misa, and there's a Kapara of the Leda on the Misa. But Haman didn't know that. This is a bit strange as well. He knew when he was born, we didn't know that he's also he was born there. So he was very happy he was in the right month, and now he would be successful. What does Moshe Rabbeinu death and birth have to do with anything? There's a midrash. The Gemara thing says there's some kind of a dialogue that goes on between Hashem and Haman. Hashem didn't speak to Haman. Haman was not even speaking about Haman. You great fool. I try to destroy Klal Yisrael. I myself wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael after the Chet Ha'Egel. And I couldn't. You know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't let me. And you think you're going to destroy Klal Yisrael? I couldn't. How do you think you're going to? But Haman understands that's all very well when Moshe Rabbeinu is around, when Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar, and the poor, the goyel fell on Adar. So there's not a problem for me anymore. Somehow Moshe Rabbeinu is a major player in the whole Purim story. Because Hashem's telling him, you can't destroy Klal Yisrael because of Moshe. And Haman saying, well, Moshe's dead, so I can. He died in Adar, so he can. So the whole Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be a major feature here. He doesn't teach in the beginning. But he definitely has something to say about Purim. Okay? It's another problem. What's this Hashem telling Haman, you can't destroy the Jewish people because I tried to be Yochanan and I couldn't do the Moshe Rabbeinu. So you're going to? Yeah, but there's no Moshe Rabbeinu yet to stand in the breach. Because he died in Adar, but he was also born in Adar. So let's forget about Haman and Purim and Adar for a while. Let's take a little journey here. Fascinating journey. If you look at the Parshas, that's no coincidence that these Parshas always fall just before Purim as well. You'll see why. If you look at the Parshas dealing with the Tzivui, there's three phases here. There's the Parshas dealing with the Tzivui of the Mishkan, a Kodesh Baruch Hu who tells Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan. Then there's a break with the Chet Ha'Egel, and then there's the actual building of the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bezalel what to do, and then they go and they build the Mishkan. If you look in the early Parshas, in Tzavet Truma, a Kodesh Baruch Hu who tells Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan. What's the Seder Advarim? He first tells him to build the Kehilim, and then he tells him how to build the Mishkan. First the Kehilim, then the Mishkan. Correct? After the Chet Ha'Egel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and tells him to tell. Oh no, there's no Betzalel, by the way. In those passages, you don't see Betzalel anywhere. It's all Moshe. After the Chet Ha'Egel, suddenly Betzalel makes his appearance. And Akash Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell the Tzadok to build the Mishkan. And he tells him first the Mishkan and then the Kehilim. Okay? When Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the Tzadok, he doesn't do what Hashem told him. He tells him first the Kehilim and then the Mishkan. Akash Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu first the Kehilim and then the Mishkan. When he tells him to tell the Tzadok, he tells him first the Mishkan and then the Kehilim. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Bezalel and tells him first the Kehilim and then the Mishkan. So the Gemara discusses this. Hopefully I'll find this quicker than I did the Pesukim. Gemara in Berachos, why am I dealing with Eruvin? Tomorrow in the afternoon, Hayam advice. Fascinating dialogue that takes place between Moshe and Bezalel. Thank you. those days, eh? There's no story about Salah. Amr Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amr Shmuel ben Hamad Alef. Amr Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amr Shmuel ben Yechanan. Bezalel Hashem Chochmosei Nikra. Bezalel was called because of his Chochma. B'shah Shomel HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Lech Omele Bezalel Osili Mishkan. First the Mishkan, and then afterwards, Oren V'Kalim. V'Kalim. Halach Moshe B'Hofa. Moshe B'Hofa, when you turn it around. Like what was done before. Like what Hashem told him before. First the Kalim, and then the Oren. V'Amalah also Oren Kalim, the Mishkan. So Bezalel the opposite of what Hashem told him. Amalah Moshe Rabbeinu. Bezalel says to Moshe Rabbeinu. Min hoga shel oilom adam boi nabais v'ach kach mich machnis peicha keilim. A person, the min hoga shel oilom, is first a person builds a house, and then he puts the furniture inside. But oilom also li oron v'keilim v'mishkan? But you told me first the keilim and then the mishkan? Keilim shenei sel eichen achnisom. These keilim that I'm making, where am I going to put them in? I don't have a mishkan. But you're not going to know, first you build the mishkan, and then you put in the keilim, correct? Perhaps this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu told you. But Tzadol's busy telling Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't get the nevuah properly. Yeah? He's 13-year-old upstart. He's busy telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe you heard Hashem wrong. Fascinating.
Was he only 13?
But that was 13. Shema kach amala Kodesh Baruch Hu osam mishkan oren v'keilim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says back to him, listen to this. Shema Betzel Kel Hayita V'yadata. Shema, sorry. Betzel Kel. Your name is Betzalo. What's Betzalo? Betzel Kel. In the shadow of Hashem. You're in the shadow of Hashem, and you know to do it your way. Moshe Boko tells Moshe first the Mishkan and then the Kalish. Moshe Bani goes to Betzalel and tells him, this is all after the Chet HaEgel. First the Kalim and then the Binyan. But Tzadol said, I don't understand you. You're not making any sense. That's not the way you do things. You first build a house and then you put the kalim. You don't put the kalim and build the house around it. Where am I going to put these kalim? Perhaps that's what Hashem told you. Moshe Rabbeinu says, he didn't say you're right, you're wrong. He says, your name is Betzel Kel. You're Betzel Kel. V'yadata, you know. He says, you do what's best. You do it your way. Very strange dialogue. What makes it even more strange is, but tzeil kel, what's tzeil?
Shadow.
Sheds a shadow. What causes a shadow? A lack of light. Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu is ba'as b'kalei hamayiro. He sees things. He sees things crystal clear. When Hashem talks to Moshe Rabbeinu, he knows exactly what he's talking about. But tzeil is in where the light's hidden, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "You know better than me. Do it your way." It's strange. I was Moshe Rabbeinu, I would have said to him, listen, kid, you're Betzel Kel. Do what you're told, okay? Don't start coming up here, 13-year-old, you know better. I mean, most 13-year-olds today do know more than anybody else. That's why they should do as much as they can with their lives while they're 13, because then they know everything. Later they'll realize, but they have to step back. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, you're Betzel Kel. You're on a lower level than me, and you know what's going on. More weird conversation.
But I think, why would Moshe Rabbeinu pick it around in the first place?
That's part of the question. That's part of the terrors as well, we'll see. Why did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu in the first place to first the Kalim and then the Mishkan? First, in the beginning, in Pashas, tells Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Kalim and then the Mishkan. Then he comes to Moshe and says, okay, now we're actually going to do it. So go build Betzalel, the Mishkan, and then the Kalim. Then Moshe Rabbeinu goes and does what Hashem told him originally, but Betzalel tells him no, and he says, okay. Very strange piece of chumash. Spends 5-6 parshas. Come to the head in Vayekel Pekudei, which is always just before Purim. except in the Shnat Milberes, Pesedah, okay, but Pashas Pekudah is usually Pashas Zohar. Okay. So, good questions so far? Okay, fine. Let's see if we can get anywhere yet today. So, let's put down one year's sort today, we'll carry on tomorrow. Example. It says in Tehillim, Pasuk Perek Kuf Yud Tes, that Dovid HaMelech says, Dovid HaMelech was the king. What I'm saying is based on the Midrash from Tehillim that discusses this Pasuk. Dovid HaMelech says, I'm a king and I'm very busy. I've got lots of things to do. So when I get up in the morning, I've got a plan of things I have to do. This meeting, this office, I deal with these things. My legs take me automatically, spontaneously to the base midrash. I really want to go, yeah, do this, but I can't help it. My feet just slip into the base midrash. What's Dovid HaMelech describing? We all know that we have sometimes inside of us what the Yiddish would say is a brain. This message, this deep desire, he wants to learn, he wants to keep the Torah. He's driven by it. And then the mitzvahs come very easy. He's able to do the mitzvahs, he's able to, he can't wait to get to the Shmini Shabbos. He says, Gemara, he starts learning and it's fire and it's beautiful and it's smart and it's delicious. So he's driven by his inner world to do the correct thing. It comes easy. David is the smart, learning is the smart. That's what David HaMelech is describing. Toma Nafshi. He's driven by a deep inner yearning, an ava, to be close to Hashem. So what does he want? He wants to go to the office. He has to do it, but he can't help it because he's just dragged into the basement. That's a midrash. Let's stick up the head in there. But we all know that's not always like that. Not always like that. Sometimes the person just doesn't feel like doing it. There's just no desire. There's no inner desire. There's no inner drive. He does it because he has to, but he feels nothing inside. Two different levels that a person goes through. Sometimes he's burning and driven by his inner world to do things. Sometimes he's not. It's very hard. And sometimes a person comes to think, you know what? I'm just not cut out. This is just not for me. I'm doing and I don't feel anything. I don't have a drive. I don't have a yearning. I need satum. I'm closed. I just not for me. Not everybody's cut out for. I'll be a good Jew and I'll do what I have to do, but I'm not cut out for all of this. Correct? You know what I'm talking about? So there's a chinuch here, the Sefer Chinuch, the Rishon. The Sefer Chinuch in which is Tes Zayin, fascinating chinuch. We'd like to remember these words. We'll just get this on the table and then we'll carry on and see where this goes tomorrow. It's very interesting that he brings it in the place, the mitzvah shelo lishbo etzem in a pesach. Weren't expecting that, were you? There's a love in the Torah not to break the bone of the korban pesach. And in this mitzvah tezai, there's an issue to break the bone of the korban pesach. The chinuch puts down, the most fundamental pedagogical principle that we have in the Torah. The Sefer Shorim says the same thing in slightly different words. This is a rishon. This is a mitzvah not to break the bone of the korban pesach. Okay, not where you would look to see Hilchos chinuch. But there it is. Well, so he goes into Nariches here. Okay, he explains why, because kings don't break bones and they don't suck bones. When a king's hungry, he just chefs another cow and he's sucking the little bit out the bone. And therefore, when we're starting off to be a memlochus kahuna and a goy kodosh, person has to conduct himself in the correct way. Therefore, you have to behave like a manna. He puts down the principle like this. He says, "Umitoich ha-maisa v'hadimyon shenachnu oisim nikba v'nafshoseinu adobel oinu." To the ma'isim and the dimyon, the way we machshov on these things, the matter of the Yetzias Mitzrayim will be kovei in our hearts. That's the first principle. Va'ata bni, and now my son. That's all of us. Imbino Shema Zoi. If you've got anything left in your brain, in your head, listen carefully to what I'm telling you. Vatei Aznecha Vishma. Bend your ear. Everyone can do whatever they want. Makai, bend your ear. Vishama, listen carefully. Process carefully what I'm telling you. Almadacha Lahoyal Vatayra Mitzvah. I'm going to teach you something that will help you very much in your Torah and your mitzvahs. Da. First of all, you need to know. Kia Adam Nifal Kafi Pualaisov. A person is driven, is activated, driven according to his Pualaisov, according to his actions. Velibo Bakol Machshavaisov Tomid Achamaisov Shuaisovayev. The mind and the thoughts of a person are always Tomid, go after the deed that he does. Im Toiv, Vimra. Bafino Rosh Gomo, Bill Vovo. The other guy is a Rosh Gomo. Rosh Gomo. Yeah? What the Torah means by Rosh Gomo. We call Yaitza Machshavais Libo Rak Ra Kolayom. The thoughts of his mind are evil all day, every day. Think about the worst case scenario, yeah? Im Yara Rucho Ve Yesim Ni Shtad Musay Ve Asak Ve Asway Ve Asmada Ve Torah Ve Mitzvahs. If he will arouse his spirit a little bit, and he will put his all his ishtadis into being Isaac by smothering permanently. Rosh Hagomel, he's not doing because he wants to. But Afinu Shalom Hashem Shemaim, he's not doing because he wants to be close to Hashem. I don't know why he's doing it, but he does it. Could be he's even forced to do it. Miyad, Yinotel Atoy. Immediately he will start moving towards the good. Ubekoyach Maisev Yomi Sayetzara. Through his deeds alone, his Yetzirah will get killed. Remember that. Achre ha'pu'ulos nimshochim alavavos. V'afilu mi'adam tzadi gomo, u'bavavo yoshiv v'tomim. You have a yid is a tzadi gomo, and his heart is straight and pure. Chofetz b'tayu v'mitzvah. He's the first guy in the Beis Midrash, he's the last guy to leave. His mamash a tzadi gomo. Everyone wants to be like him. He'll get involved in things which are not exactly becoming. She doesn't want to, he's forced. The Melech took him and forced him to do things that are not exactly matim for him. If he'll spend most of his day involved in that, whatever. Yishuv lezman min hazmani mitzitkes libe leyes rosh gomo. He will eventually become a rosh gomo. Why? Ki yodei radov ha-vehme shekol adam nifal ki piyuloisam. He says it again and again and again. Kamo she'amanu. And he remembers that he said it again, that he said it before. He says, like I said before. The Rishon repeats himself and he tells you, I'm repeating myself. Ella. Have you seen Rishon do that before? He repeats himself and he tells you, I repeated myself. Just as you're about to ask, but you repeat yourself. He shouldn't have repeated himself. He says, I know I'm repeating myself. What's the Yesod here? Not like David HaMelech. David HaMelech is Kul Loisov, go after his inner world, his Nevavos. He's driven by an inner drive, and therefore he just does automatically what he has to do. The Shechinuch says there's another world. There's a world where you don't feel like doing anything. You start doing it, you'll come to feel it. I'll just end with this quickly, and we'll carry on tomorrow. It's very important to know this. There's a the Pekah Avos, the Mishnah Pekah Avos says Hakol Hoylech Lefi Rayev HaMaisa. Everything is judged according to not the godless of the Maisa, the greatness of the Maisa, the Fi Rayev HaMaisa. How many Maisa you do? There are the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Stocker, for example. Person has $100. There's not a thing that fundraisers want people to know, but what can you do? The person should rather give $1 to 100 people. And give $100 to one person. Why? If you give stocker 100 times, you'll become a bald stocker. You give stocker once, even though it's the same amount of money at the end of the day, you won't become a bald stocker. You just did the maisa once. And a kolohilech lefi roiva maisa. The Miri says a bigger chiddush here. You want to hear a massive chiddush? Everybody knows that rumba. The Miri says, what's better? To give $100 to one person or $50 to 50 people? It's better to give $50 to 50 people. and to give $100 to one person. Why? How many meisim are you doing with $50? And how many meisim are you doing $100? Hashem doesn't need your money. Hashem doesn't need to give this poor person money. He doesn't need you to give him money. Hashem's got plenty of money. Hashem, one second, Hashem needs you to do meisim of chesed. So do become about chesed. So it's better to give $50, $1 to 50 people, than to give $100 to one person. Because it's not God. The person's chesh pointing out how he should live his life. Not just in stop in many areas. Fundraisers hate it when people throw this Rambam and this theory at them. It's terrible. Because the guy says, yeah, but remember, 100 people I've got to give, so everyone gets a dollar. The dollar doesn't help me. Give me $100. It's much more better. You're doing a much bigger thing. That's how big courses. Hashem doesn't need this guy to give you stalker. Hashem needs this guy to give stalker, so he'll become about stalker. Hashem can take care of you. That's not a help. Okay. So that's the two levels here. The first level is halavavos moshichim. Sorry, the first level is the hupulos moshichim achalavavos. The deeds go off to the inner draft. That's before the cheta ego. After the cheta ego, we're on a lower level of what? Hapulos moshichim and achalavavos. The Sefer Shirim says a lotion that the Amaisim achitzeini ma'ere es ha'pnimius. It's a notion that Mercedes Yishorim uses. Chinuch's good enough for me. Chinuch checks also checks. Okay, so let's stop there. It's a shame we'll... It's hard to do this once. It's going to be even harder to do it more than once. So we'll...